Marley, my love, how do you do?
Oh, Zanelli, I'm so well. And you?
I'm well, thank you, Marley. How is your arm after getting vaccinated this morning?
You know, it's still a little sensitive now, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But actually, I haven't had any side effects or anything, so I'm doing well. I'm
great.
So relieved. It was such a quick process, so I'm very, very relieved, very glad I'm finally vaccinated.
Marley, I want to know, go ahead.
Are you coming to work tomorrow now? Because, like, you know, sometimes you got to take, like, a day off. Are you going to come
That's
to
what
work?
I
you...
said, Smash. That's what I said. I said, tell your bosses, tell your lecturers, hey, you need time off. You need to go vaccinate. So, Marley, are you coming to work tomorrow?
Oh, you know, guys, luckily I love work. I love my colleagues, so why not? I'm going to take a day off.
Marley knows the bosses are listening. I
exactly.
see you, Marley. Bag still secured. Love your work. Marley, because you're fresh out of that seat where you got a jab, I need to ask you, what did it mean to you sort of stepping out of it and now knowing that you're vaccinated?
You know, I'm so relieved to be vaccinated, Zanelle. And I think for me, I was never against vaccinations. I wasn't even hesitant about it, but I must admit,
amazing.
I was a bit lazy. I kept thinking about, ugh, I don't want to go sit in a long line. And I kept postponing. And, you know, I've had some friends my age that got sick from COVID-19 and, you know, very sick. And then you start realizing, but hang on, even though we are younger, that doesn't mean we are immune to COVID-19.
Correct.
And I just realized that being able to get the vaccine is an honor and a privilege in itself. And it's not, now is not the time to sit back, relax. And it's not one of those things that you go and get do once you get time or, you know, I'll do it tomorrow or the day afterwards. No, there's no better time than now. Today is the 1st of September. It's a new season. It's spring. December's around the corner, summer. So I just decided today's the day. Get it done. And it was so quick, so efficient. I'm so relieved.
I love that, Marley, because I actually thought that we were split up into two, right? Which was the hesitant people and the non-hesitant people. But then you came along as the ambassador of All Lazy Lives Matter, and you showed us that there's another group of people, which I think is so correct. There are people who are actually just lazy. So if you're one of those people, this is your wake-up call. Your leader, Marley, she's done the things, and now it's up to you. Mr. Smash Africa, am I allowed to talk to you now, or do I need to speak to your assistant?
Yeah, now you can rock now. Now let's
Perfect.
Rock, yeah. Now let's
Thank
rock.
You. I'm so glad. I am so honored. Smash Africa, please may I ask you, me and you, right, we are always at each other's necks. We never agree on anything. But this is actually something we agree on, that we need to go out and get vaccinated. Can I ask you, what's one of your biggest reasons why you believe so?
I think you're not only protecting yourself, but others around you. And that is such a selfless act, you know. And on the second part, like, a lot of people got COVID-19 and they were they didn't know about the COVID-19 was in their system. And those people are the ones who are actually supposed to go out first and get vaccinated, whether you get one jab or two jabs. I was in the post office this morning, and I was chatting to a guy who just got his second jab, fresh out of getting his second jab. And he's like, you know what, Smash, bruh, I listened to your show, and I think you should go for the two jab option. Because if you're thinking of traveling abroad and doing that stuff, and plus you've got a newborn baby, you need to get two jabs to protect yourself. And an interesting fact is, for those people who had COVID-19 before and they get it again, the chances of going to the hospital are higher. The chances of you literally begging for your life are going to be higher. So it's just one of those things. Apart from groove and being out and about, making out, being able to do X, Y, and Z, life is at stake. Life is at stake. Your loved ones, your life, others that you work with, even your frenemies, let those people live, yo.
Even the people that are Smash Africa to me, those ones, they must also just get it. Yeah, and this is why Smash is so fresh, hey? It's because he's got a brand new baby. He thinks he can come and tell us what to do. It's fine, Smash. Stay like that. We love you like this. Thank you so much, Smash, Marley, and Archibald. Archibald, I think we're going to catch up with you properly once again a little bit later. But you, stay exactly where you are, because you know that it's backed up on 5. Coming to you live from Durban.